Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 25th of March, recording at, apologies for this, a late 22:42 GMT. That's 10:42. Now, what are the highlights here today? Well, the initial news that Cyprus and, well, indeed that all of Europe had agreed, or most of Europe at least had agreed on a program for the Cypriot banks, pleased the Asian stock markets, and they showed some pretty good gains in here today. Japan, the Nikkei at any rate, up 1.69%, the KOSPI, and South Korea up 1.5%. Thailand, which had been under pressure over the previous 6-7 days, up over 3%, and Philippines up nearly 1.25%. We had very modest declines in China and also India. Now, that strength carried over into Europe and the US in the very early trading. And then we had some comments by the Dutch finance minister, I would attempt to pronounce his name, who heads the Euro group of finance ministers. And he was speaking to Reuters and also the Financial Times a few hours after the Cyprus deal was struck. And I'll just read you this very brief paragraph. If there's a risk in a bank, this is, I should say, quote, if there's a risk in a bank, our first question should be, okay, what are you and the bank going to do about that? What can you do to recapitalize yourself? If the bank can't do it, then we'll talk to the shareholders and the bondholders. We'll ask them to contribute in recapitalizing the bank. And if necessary, the uninsured deposit holders, he said. Well, that unsettled the markets at about 12:30 p.m. GMT, and those gains were all turned into losses. Europe was closed by that time, of course. Now, when we think about it, I think that what the Dutch finance minister said actually makes sense, but it makes sense more if you're in a rather healthy economic environment, which Europe certainly is not. And so the question people have been asking themselves or worrying themselves with, if this can happen in Cyprus, then this is basically a change in policy. In other words, we're no longer getting an automatic bailout of these countries as their banks get into trouble. And therefore, everyone who's involved with a bank, from the bondholders through to the uninsured depositors, and those deposits, that deposit insurance ends at 100,000 euros, will be having to pony up when these banks get into trouble. And so the obvious conclusion that some people are making is that people with investment positions and deposits in some of the more vulnerable European banks, mostly the Southern European banks, and some of the Eastern European banks, are going to be moving away. So that is likely to cause some additional problems in those countries. And meanwhile, Europe's perennial problem, where is the growth going to come from, GDP growth, actually remains. So the markets didn't like it, as I said, in the rallies that we had seen in Europe in the morning and the very early trading in the U.S. futures were reversed. So as a consequence of that, most of Europe was on the downside. An exception was the Swiss market, which had a modest gain in here today. And Wall Street, where the indices actually briefly touched new highs. Well, the Dow did, the S&P did, and I think also the NASDAQ. I think they all touched new highs very briefly, but then fell back. They're still within ranges, but this European problem may weigh on the markets a little bit longer. It's not a huge development, in my opinion, as I said last Friday and earlier last week. But in Europe is still the focal point of concerns when investors worry. And we've had stock markets that have done really very well since mid-November, including Europe. And justifiably so, because this whole situation was getting better. Some confidence was returning to the markets. Indeed, it's been very much a bull market move overall. But since the end of January, since late in January, I've been saying we're going into a correction phase in February, in all probability. And I think that's what we have been seeing. In much of March, the stronger markets were still consolidating with an overall rising trend, some of them doing quite well. The United States, also the ASEAN markets, but increasingly markets have pulled back from their highs, seen some downward dynamics, and we're still very much in this reaction and consolidation phase. Now, so far, it has not amounted, sorry about the throat clearing here, but so far, it has not looked like a rout, the sort of routes that we frequently saw during 2009, 2010, and also 11. It looks like a consolidation within an overall bull market. But the problem with that is we can't be sure that that will remain the case because this corrective phase is not over. And what we see is that we've had very little in the way of pullbacks on the part of some of the stronger markets that I mentioned a few moments ago. And we've seen some really quite significant pullbacks in some of the other markets. And those have been led by Europe, but not all of Europe is that weak. And if I put up SX5E, that's the 50 big European companies, excluding banks, and that index is not doing badly. Although, well, it had a bad day in here today, again, having been quite close to its highs in the opening and then closing weak. So just be careful in here. And I think, as I've said, a point I'm going to repeat, if you're holding equities that you don't really like and that you'd be happy to sell on strength, well, you know, I'd be happy to sell those. You may not see that much strength at all. But what I would hold on to are the things that are really in form, and those will include a good many autonomies that Owen reviews on a very regular basis, as you know. Okay, what else is going on? As this corrective phase continues, then that will create more buying opportunities in some of those shares that we really do we really do like. Okay, now government bond prices, against this background, not surprisingly, that more of them have steadied than not. The bond markets where we've seen little to the upside would be the U.S. one, because Wall Street's been really quite firm. Also, the Australian bond market, the Australian stock market, has been quite firm overall, although it's range-bound at the moment. It's lost its upside momentum. And but I'd be careful about those bond markets over the medium term. Investors have done so well there that there's a fair amount of complacency overall. But I think my feeling is that the risks outweigh the rewards. The risk may be deferred over the medium term, but by the time some of those bondholders feel that the temperature of the water has increased a boiling point, it may well be too late. They could easily lose. In other words, we could see we just saw the normalization of rates to levels that we saw back in around 2004, 2005, and you'd have a 20 to 25% drawdown on the value of some of those long-dated government bond holdings. Okay, what else in here today? Industrial metals mostly weaker. I think New York Copper closed up a fraction, and I believe tin was a little higher, but that's a soft sector, and the mining shares are clearly underperforming in here overall. Precious metals, they sold off, well, gold at any rate, sold off quite sharply when the stock markets were rallying on the Cyprus settlement. But then they picked up thereafter, although gold is still trading down $4.70 here today at 1603 and a lot of change. And that's pretty much it, except I should also mention crude oil, about a dollar higher in both the Brent and the WTI contracts. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.